Black Eyed Peas. I've eaten Black Eyed Peas.
Have you?
Are they nice?
I've got to be honest, they weren't really for me.
Right. What are Black Eyed Peas?
Peas with black eyes.
Didn't know peas had eyes.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Some of them black. Base that I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock a microphone. Chris, can you wish me happy birthday? I'm 16 today. Thank you, from Rachel in Northern Ireland. Hey, Rachel, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Thank you very much. Did you see that text which says, randomly, it's from Craig in Cardiff, and it says, did you know that your earlobes line up with your nipples? Have a look. Yours don't.
Oh, I should not believe it, will you? Jane has texted to turn the radio off because she's cringing too much.
Many people are still trying to check if their earlobes line up with their nipples. And the easiest way to do this, by the way, if you want to try, is get a newspaper and hang the paper from your earlobe and see if it...
A29.
When you originally said that your earlobes line up with your nipples,
watch.
Am I the only one who is thinking, whose ears come down to
the... No, like this. Watch. Newspaper there, by there, and then see if it goes straight down and touches your nipples.
So, I'm busy. Don't worry about it.
Okay. The Chris
Moyle Show. Got things to do. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
Steve in East Yorkshire's just used a spirit level to line up his nipples and his earlobes, and they're perfectly in line.
Well, good.
He must have time on his hands.
However, he's counted four nipples and three earlobes. That's his problem. We love the people in Scotland. Yeah, he loves it. You can't get enough of it. What are we doing now?
You know this body theory, and people are measuring themselves.
Yeah.
Apparently there's another one, but this is only for the boys, that your nostrils should line up with your Jedwards.
Hang on a second. What, really?
Yes, what they're saying, yeah.
Well, that doesn't work for me.
Stand up.
Well, I'm saying my nostrils are like that wide.
Yeah, they'd be very narrow, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, and also people are saying...
Who texted this in? Elephant?
No, they were just saying that actually it's another one, because, like, your body is made up...
Your nostrils are the same size as your testicles?
Well, that's what they're saying as a theory.
No, and you read that and thought, I'm going to read that on the air because it sounds true?
Well, it could be true, of course.
Your nostrils are in line with your Divina's?
Well, hang on, look.
How big's your nose?
I need three bits of paper for this.
I'm not being funny, Dave. My earlobes are more in line, really. And I don't want to show off.
No, but do you know that's about right, isn't it? If you go due south from your nostrils, you should get to your Jedwards.
Are we just talking about...
There?
Are you
so
just
there? Whose phone's going mental?
We're not saying it's the same width, surely.
Well, that's what they're saying as a theory. I mean, I'm not a scientist,
Are they really saying?
Have you properly measured? Well, who's the guy texting in with a spirit level?
Steve in East Yorkshire.
Right, you need a spirit level.
He's lined up his earlobes and his nipples, and they're perfectly in line. Although, people said that if that was the case, with Mariah Carey, for example, she'd need a head like a dustbin lid.
Right, okay, well, whatever. I'm confused now, Dave.
Hmm. How ironic that the executive producer of the show just texted in at that point, talking about the last subject we were with, saying that he doesn't think the best radio exists.
I don't understand. What's the question?
Enemy. Do you know there's the Zane Lowe Award?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be getting another text in about 30 seconds.
This is science, though. There's nothing wrong with this.
It's not.
It's interesting.
It's bunkum. That's what it is.
It's not bunkum.
And now on Radio 1, it's time for...
Anyway, back to science.
You know, you plug the magic eye in one, it sends a signal to the other one.
I've never had that.
Really? Yeah. Anyway, so... Here come some text messages, Dave, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your foot is as long as your arm from your wrist to the inside of your elbow.
That's
from
true.
Camilla in Sheffield.
That's true.
Once again, let me read that out, okay? Your foot is as long as your arm from your wrist to the inside of your elbow.
Yeah, fact, look.
So in other words, if you take your shoe off...
Don't do this if you're driving.
No. Now look at Alan, look.
No, it's not true.
It is true.
Take your shoe off, Al.
It is off.
And put the shoe on your arm from the elbow to your wrist.
Also, Al, everybody's nipples are exactly 9 inches apart.
Not true.
I'm not so sure. I went out with a girl from Sheffield once, and I don't think that's right.
The are all the same text. A lot of people saying about the foot.
What about the nostrils and the Jedwards theory, though?
Yeah, they said that's rubbish. They've said you've got very big, very small nostrils. Mm.
Is this stupid text day?
No. Do you want some stupid text? All right, A99, if you have a stupid text, send your stupid text in. I tell you what, Dominic is really good for made-up facts. You know, he does that on a Friday every week on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's made-up facts. Some of them are really interesting. So I've been playing Angry Birds. It's my new... Right, here are some text messages that are coming in, right? Dogs can't look up, and rabbits are brilliant swimmers. And that comes from Will.
I didn't know that about rabbits.
Yeah, these are all facts, by the way.
Watership down, though.
Did you know that your left eye is perfectly in line with your right eye? Says Hugh in Bridgend. Isn't that amazing? That's an amazing fact. Alan, you should tell 5 people that today.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. My mum is purple, says another text.
I don't believe that.
I like eggs, says another one. Another one says, your nose is as wide as your little fella.
Don't believe that either.
I've got a massive nose, though.
Have you?
It's not massive, it's just very wide. Yeah. Do you want another TV theme tune?
Yeah.
For you, Alan?
Yeah, okay.
Christian in Birmingham says, the gap between your eyes is the same size exactly as your eye.
Some people have wide eyes and
bushy tails.
Really that's not true.
Cows can't go downstairs.
That's true.
Your fist is the size of your heart.
And apparently your IQ is the same as your shoe size. Must be continental shoe sizes, oh wait.
They're like 30-something.
Yeah.
If you play music to a cow, it produces more milk.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
It depends on the music. Mm.
Yeah, but do you know what the best music is?
What?
To play for cows if you want them to produce more milk?
What?
Muse. Muse.
We're on the air, Dave. Yeah. This is not a mic check.
Oh, do you get it?
That's quite good.
Muse.
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Gavin Manchester says, you can't lick your elbow.
Should I try?
Yeah, try it.
No.
All right, you like that one? Mm. Horses can't vomit, says Brian in Edinburgh.
What are these texts?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Fat people can't hide.
Is that the text?
Yeah. Crocodiles can't walk backwards.
Rabbits can't swim. Mm. So there you go, says somebody. A cat has 32 muscles in each ear.
I think it's the last time that...
How would you know?
What? I counted them. I was very bored one day.
All polar bears are left-handed.
Are they really? See, that I didn't know. You can't bite your ear. That's another one.
Mm. That's true.
Okay.
I just got false teeth.
Horses drown through their ears, apparently.
Oh, what?
What?
Horses... If they're in water and their head gets submerged, they'll drown through their ears.
Here's another one. Your gob is as big as your ass. Oh, no, that's someone texting in to me. Sorry, your gob is as big as your ass. Because I'm going to say you're fat and annoying. So, thanks for that.
And you can't hide.
That's from Tim Davey. Thanks very much. Right, Dave, Genius Link time. Yesterday we played... All right.
Fish die if you pull them backwards in the water.
That's not true. Hang on, that's not true.
Well, they would, because their gills would fill up with water, wouldn't they?
That's not true.
That's what they say.
And by the way...
And a bluebird can't see the colour blue.
Right, now sit up.
It's Simon in Manchester.
How does he know? By the way, the new version you've given me is exactly the same. Fact, women can't stop nagging, says Paul in Wales.
Seagulls can't burp, and when crabs are drunk, they walk forward.
Fact, if Chuck Norris had a fiver and you had a fiver, Chuck Norris would have more money than you. Fact, Dave.
I think he's probably right.
Anyway. Morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes past nine.
Ostriches can hop, but only on their left leg.
Right, OK, that's great. And we're going to do facts all morning now.
So I'm confused as to whether these are true or not.
Gullible is not in the English dictionary.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Peter Sissons is Judge Jules' uncle.
I want that to be true, though.
Matt, have you just jumped on the laptop to go to Wikipedia?
Yes.
Have a look. My God. Woodpeckers don't like the taste of wood.
Yeah.
And panda bears don't like donuts.
Right. Leave it down, isn't it? This tedious link. Who'd have thought them poor little pandas, eh? Hey? There are more plastic flamingos in America than there are real ones.
I believe that.
That's yeah. interesting, isn't it?
Pigs are allergic to bacon.
Mm.
Did you know, Alan, you know, I'm talking about the word gullible?
Yes.
If you say the word gullible enough times out loud over yes. and over and over and over again, it eventually starts to sound like the word ice cream.
I'm not that silly. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fair enough. Matt, do you want to go?
No, thank you.
All right, fair enough.
Have you checked that Peter Sissons and Judge Jules link?
Yeah, unconfirmed.
Right, right. Well, let's just say it's provisionally true.
All right. Kestrels fall asleep if you show them apples.
I like that. You never see baby pigeons, says Carol in Bangor,
which is where we were yesterday.
Mosquitoes have 47 teeth.
The what?
Mosquitoes have 47 teeth.
I never knew that. 8199 for your fascinating facts. Mm. Fact, humans have 40 to 50% the same DNA as a cabbage. Kangaroos can't trump.
Sounds like a name of a film.
And sheep hate wool.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris does not do press-ups, he pushes the world down. Mm. Don't stop it with the Chuck Norris's, we'll be here all day.
1 in 10 squirrels are allergic to nuts.
Mr. T can't swim.
Houses are taller than bungalows. Fact.
I love how somebody's actually written that on their phone yep. and press send.
Thank you, Flats and Stoke.
Spent money doing that. Well, look, you can seriously now, you can stop with the facts. We've had enough, and I think they're all true, and we all know everything now. I'm just reading some more. They're still coming in. Chris Moyles loves salad. Not falling for that one. How gullible do you think I am? Gullible, gullible, gullible ice cream. Is Tina coming in here? I'm about to wrap up the link. Is she running in? No? Okay, I thought she was running in with a fact. Here's a fact for you. Dominic does this movement before he reads the news. It's the same. It looks the same as a lion roaring, but without the noise.
It's like freaked me out yesterday. Yeah. Did it? Yes, just before you started.
Have you noticed this, Matt? He does this. Are you ready? He'll go.
It's like a mute lion.
You know when you watch a movie, the old is it MGM movies where they have the lion at the beginning and go. It's that movement, but with no noise. I'll try and take a picture next time he does it. Do that though, do.
I do.
You certainly do. Right, Alan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to play Ellie Goulding. We're going to play General Heidi. Yes. Well, I'll be tuning in. I don't know about you.
One final fact for you.
Yeah.
This is something that you can play next time you're in a garage and you also have a calendar with you.
Yeah.
Apparently, all packets of crisps go out of date on a Saturday.
No.
Check.
I'm pressing
go to the
iPhone
garage.
Button off now. Let's go. Yeah, God love her. Hmm. All right, it's 9:20. We're still getting facts coming in. Barry in Colchester says, did you know that all car boot sales are full of nutters? There you go. That's a fact that has just come in. Good morning if you're on the way to a car boot now. If you are, you're early because the law is the nutter till Sunday.
Yeah. Or Saturday. Sometimes. We sometimes have a Saturday one near us. Apparently the one about the crisps going out of date on a Saturday is true. Many people have been checking their crisps with their calendar dates.
I love that.
Whatever. Anyway, so good morning. Rachel has arrived.
Been a good week, though.
Mark in Harrogate says, if you feed a fruit pastel to a cat, it automatically does a backflip.
That's probably the sugar rush.
Oh, no, these are all facts. Mm. They might not necessarily be true, but they're all facts.
Are you mocking me?
No, Aled. If I'm mocking you, I'll put my hand up like this.
Okay? Fine.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I have a made-up fact here.
Oh, really? Is it a good one?
I like this one.
Okay.
Because I've started collecting them, so I post these on Twitter.
Dogs made up fact.
The photographing of an empty chair is banned in Malta. Authorities claim it makes fun of people who aren't there and cannot speak for themselves.
Mm. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bear that in mind. We're still on the air.
Yes.
No. Just.
Okay, I've been listening to you on the way to work. You are on air.
Do you want to say what you said off the air about your journey in?
Well, Dave's random earlobe joke. Well, joke.
It's not
fact.
A joke, it's science.
The fact that it lines up with your nipples.
Your earlobes line up with your nipples. So the bottom of your earlobe, you go straight down and you hit a nipple.
Yeah.
That's basically, which by the way, they're in the live lounge, I
hit
believe, next week. Hit
a nipple.
I was sat on the bus. Well, I stood on the bus because it was very busy this morning. And when you said that, Dave, everyone with headphones just looked down.
But even as we just said it then, Piers then put both his arms down from his earlobes to his nipples. See?
Because we had that text from Steve in East Yorkshire who tested it with a spirit level.
I can tell you, coming from Leeds and Yorkshire, I have seen many women where that fact would not work. Their earlobes are not in line with their nipples.
Yeah. Well, as we said, like with Mariah Carey, she'd need a huge, massive head, wouldn't she? Like a bin lid.
I now have an image of a woman walking around with a bin lid head with huge boobs.
Yeah.
Again, I've seen these girls in Leeds on a Friday, Saturday night. Yeah. It's Scottish law that a policeman has to let a pregnant woman pee in his hat if there are no toilets available. They also can't arrest without a hat on.
Can you just say, when you next say pee in his hat, can you just separate the words out a bit more?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Because it sounded like, and I'm obviously not going to...
Well, don't repeat it, then.
I'm not going to repeat it, I'm going to write it down. It sounded like you said that.
What, as opposed to peeing in somebody's hat?
Yeah, it was just very... Yeah. Well, that's
anyway.
True, though. I've heard that before about
that's
weeing
not
in
true.
A. It is in a policeman's helmet. It's true. It goes back to olden days of yore.
Of when?
Yore.
Yore what?
If a bee stings a wasp, then the wasp turns into a dragonfly. That's a fact, according to Dan from Cheltenham. I've learnt so much on the show today.
So much.
It's been very random, but it's been good. Bald people are not allowed in Latvia. That's another fact.
Quite right, too.
I had heard that.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes?
When was your? From the days of your.
Just after yesteryear.
When? Right? Yeah. Yesteryear, then your, then now.
It was just after days gone by.
Yeah. In Guernsey, you can't buy stamps or petrol on Sundays.
That could be true.
Well, no, it's not true.
Is it not?
What do the 24-hour garages do, then?
Pasties.
If a donkey eats a Kit Kat, it goes blind in its left eye.
I love these.
Right, everyone listening to this now, you have to tell somebody one of these facts today, right? You have to tell as many of these facts until someone you tell goes, oh, really?
You know, in all seriousness, I compile these at home. I've got about 150 of these written down.
You know what?
What?
You've really got to allow your missus to let you watch more television or football or something. Or just leave the house.
I've got shed loads of them.
BBC Radio 1. You cannot touch all your teeth with your tongue.
If you take a photo of a panda, the black and white reversed in the picture, says Chris from Kent.
Here's another one. Approximately 5 seconds after reading out you cannot touch all your teeth with your tongue, 50% of the people in the studio will be doing bits of their tongue in their mouth.
And you can, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw Dominic, Tina, Matt and Alan when Dave was reading go...
Fact, a wrong number is never engaged.
It's
says Roy from Stamford.
And it's always right, but for somebody else.
Workmen explode if they don't whistle.
It's a pressure thing.
I love that.
You're happy today.
That's brilliant. That's a good one. I think I need to go to bed.
All right. All right, stop with the facts now, please. Stop. We've had thousands of them. Digital FM.
And the weather, so heavy snow for Scotland and Northern Ireland.
If you put somebody's hand in hot water while they're asleep,
yeah,
could cause serious burns, and you shouldn't
really?
Do it. Yeah.
If a woman trumps while wearing tight, her ankles swell up.
Yeah, is that true? Didn't know that one.
If a woman falls over all alone in a forest, is it still a man's fault?
I like that one. Lots of snow around, especially...
If a pig eats a curly-whirly, its tail goes straight. Stop it with the facts, stop it!
Lots of snow, Scotland, Northern Ireland, mainly dry for the rest of the UK. More rain is on its way, though, and turning heavy in southern England this afternoon. 9:34 now.
If you fart, sneeze and cough at exactly the same time, your brain will explode.
We've had 12,500 texts.
I know. It's great, though, isn't it? How much have you learned?
Exactly.
Loads. So much. So.
Especially the stuff that's not allowed to be broadcast.
Yeah. Tom in Hornsey says, this is true. It's illegal to attempt to commit suicide in the House of Parliament. And it's punishable by death.
Wow, didn't know that either. Alice trying to work that one out.
Well, I thought it was anywhere in the UK.
Yeah, it's more than punishment.
Count as four tongues. John Edward can't sing. People with mullets have to eat fish at least once a week or their hair will come to life and take over the world. I've got to be honest, I think that one's a lie.